There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
No pills gonna kill my
The doctor is in.
Dr. Batar, serious stuff here we got. Last hour, fantastic with Millennial Lopat, our intern, and talking about connecting the dots, confirming a lot of the things you've identified with dealing with these kids that have been hammered by vaccines, that have been damaged, the brightest of the brightest, here to do some extraordinary work. And I think the evil elites know what they're doing when they targeted them for vaccination.
They definitely did, Robert. I think that's... The more information one gathers and the more aware they become, that is the only conclusion that a reasonable person can reach now. I know it sounds very conspiratorial, and we've talked about, you know, being conspiracy theorist versus conspiracy realist, but I think once you get to that point, then what's left standing? There's nothing else that's left standing.
Right. Well, the conclusions you draw based on all of the evidence that we have access to, they lead us to these places. We don't come out and just make pronouncements, pull them out of our aspirin, if you know what I mean. These are things that over many years of investigation, we go, all right, this is either all an accident or it's all happening on design. Now, there's a lot of waking up that's going on still. A lot of kids that are yet to be recovered. There's a lot of kids yet that we still need to protect from the vaccinators. Last week, we had on our mutual friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she let the doctors have it, Dr. Batar. She just blasted them. She said, you know, it stops right there. You know, the doctors that continue to push these vaccines, they are culpable, ultimately. They've got to know better. There's no excuse for them anymore. Stop it. She just called them out on it. You know how I sometimes try to be nice to doctors, and you say, and she says, stop being nice to them. This is not right what they're doing.
I personally think that something very, very significant needs to happen. I'll just say significant needs to happen to some of these doctors to make them aware. Right now, there's, you know, they're preaching the gospel and they're going along and telling everybody what they're told by their masters to tell, but there's no price that they have to pay. And you know, even when I say that, there's so many doctors that I know that have children that have been injured by vaccines, and yet the doctors don't admit it. Or they say, no, it has nothing to do with vaccines. So I guess in some way they are paying an egregious price, but the point being, at some point, there has to be, you know, it's almost like you take, there's an old story about the guy that goes to prison, and he goes to prison and he knows all these things can be committed to him, that can happen to him. So he's told by a friend that when you get to prison, the first thing you do is you beat the crap out of the biggest, strongest guy you can. You sidetrack him and you knock him out, because that way it sets the precedent and nobody's going to screw with you afterwards. Well, it's almost like that. I feel like a doctor needs to be punished so badly for pushing these vaccines so that all the other doctors take note that, oh, wait a second, I could get hurt by perpetuating this lie that's damaging thousands and thousands of children in my own practice.
Yeah, last hour we covered a new website by Merck called MerckResponsibility.com. It made me laugh. It was kind of a sickening laugh because, you know, they want to claim, well, responsibility for what? Well, they're required now to release all the payments they make to doctors and scientists for doing their bidding. And they're trying to spin it in a way that says, look how responsible we are as community, whatever. And the reality is, until they call for a reversal, if you will, of the law that put into the kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court that made them absolved of any liability for the injury and deaths that they caused from their vaccines, there's no responsibility involved in their statement, Merck responsibility. And now we've got some of your, I hesitate to call them brothers and sisters of the DO variety, Doctors of Osteopathic Medicine, one of their main associations, much like the AMA for the MDs.
It is the equivalent. The AMA and the AOA are equivalent bodies, and they're just as clueless as the AMA.
Yeah, so the American Osteopathic Association is urging all adults to get vaccinated and to make sure their kids are up to date. And this is, you know, osteopathic medicine was not drug-based medicine at its origin. It got engulfed and devoured by the MDs, and it became, to some degree, they considered it a second-class scenario. And I saw some of these osteopaths that I met many years ago were doing more drugs than the medical doctors just to prove they were real doctors.
Yeah, well, I think I can't comment to that. I know that there was a big fight between the AOA and the AMA, and one of my mentors, Dr. Kendall Reed, who's an Army surgeon. That was the last board to fall. That was in 1981, I believe it was, and that was a general surgery board. And he was in one of those situations because he did a military residency, which is an AMA-recognized residency. It's not AOA-recognized, but he was a DO. So the AMA wouldn't let him sit for the surgical boards because he was a DO, and the DOs wouldn't let him sit for the surgical boards because he was he had done an allopathic residency at a military hospital. And so he was a liver pancreatic he'd gone into liver pancreatic transplant. And basically what ended up happening, he filed a lawsuit, and went, I think it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he basically forced the American, they basically found that the American Osteopathic Association did not have to allow him to sit for the boards because in their bylaws, it didn't, you know, it stated clearly that you had to do an AOA-approved residency. But the AMA did not have anything like that, and regardless of whether he was a DO or not, because he did an AMA residency, he should be allowed to sit for the AMA board. So he won that lawsuit. He sat for the AMA boards, and he scored the highest, you know, 99th percentile. He scored the highest of any surgeon that year on the AMA boards, and that was the last board that fell. And after that, there has been dual recognition between the American Osteopathic Association and American Medical Association. So that's in 1981. So that was over 33 years ago. So I can't comment to what you just the statement you just made, but I can't comment that they're idiots on both sides.
Sure.
The AOA and the AMA does not make any, I mean, somebody's saying that they need to do vaccines, I don't give a crap what their degree is. They're just imbeciles. They're idiotic. They're primitive. They don't understand the basic fundamental aspects of taking a poison and introducing it into the body is not good for a human being or for an animal for that matter.
Right. Yeah. No, and this is important to bring out also that as much as the osteopaths had a more holistic training, at least in theory, at this point in time, unless these osteopaths are going out to get extra training, which many of them are, they're friends of ours, and some of them have gone through the advanced medicine training that you've bought out as well, that you can't assume.
I've only had two that went through through our training. I was the president of the North Carolina Integrative Medical Society for three terms, for 6 years. And I was the only DO in the organization. Everybody else was an MD. I think my last year there was a DO that joined, but all of them were MDs. And I think I've only had one, or maybe there may have been two DOs that came through my training program for the AMSA training program back when we did it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's, you know, I've never distinguished MD versus DO. To me, it doesn't matter. MD stand for mentally deficient, and DO stand for dumb ox. So to me, they're they're both as inept as far as, you know.
They're handicapped by their training.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, and the question is, do they overcome it? And it's a choice they have to make. And I know we know there are a lot of obstacles to those choices, most of them economic, but when it comes down to the spiritual side of things, there is no obstacle. It's just a matter of choosing to do the right thing here, and that's what's happening now. I think we're all being called to the carpet to do the right thing. And what that is not just going along to get along, because it's harming children, it's harming adults as well. And so when we look at something like the AOA and the AMA, recognizing that, well, at least we've seen with the AMA a declining membership for decades now, to the point where I think it's below 20% of all medical doctors are even members of AMA. It was a trade association promoting their economic interests. of the monopoly. And so I guess the AOA also participates and modeled itself in a context off of the AMA and has done the same thing in going in all in, if you will, for vaccines.
Yeah, I think they basically sold their soul to the devil the same way, Robert. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. They're, you know, they're two different aspects of the same problem. And, you know, it's not surprising to see it. I personally think that they've violated the principles of osteopathic medicine, which is, you know, allow the body to basically heal itself. But the first aspect of medicine, whether it's allopathic or osteopathic, it doesn't really make any difference, even naturopathic, whatever philosophical basis you take. The first rule, whether or not it's stated or not, is that you should not harm the body. And when you do something like what we talk about with the vaccinations, you are inherently doing damage to the body by introducing in substances that are conclusively, by any stretch of the imagination, you cannot justify the use of these poisons. Because, you know, the EPA and everybody else, even CDC says, well, we're not saying that mercury isn't bad for you. We're just saying that in this level of concentration, it can't do any damage. Well, that's just, you know, how much fire from a matchstick does it take to cause a fire to burn down a whole forest?
Hmm.
Just one little spark.
Yeah.
And so it's the same mindset. It really aggravated me when I read that story. And the reason was very simply that I've always prided myself on being a DO over an MD. Why? Because the osteopathic philosophy was a more inherently sound philosophy. And of all the schools that I'd gotten into when I was, you know, when I was an undergraduate, I didn't even know what an osteopathic medical school was. I didn't know what a DO was until my junior year in college. And when I started applying for medical school, that's when I decided I was going to go and apply for an osteopathic school. And I'll tell you, just when I read that, I had always kind of prided that part of it, you know, and now it's like even that part. But it's mm-hmm. not surprising because, like you said, there. I wouldn't be surprised if down the road the Naturopathic Association started also promoting vaccines just to be part of the good old boy network.
Well, listen, you know, when I spoke at the oldest naturopathic college in America at their gastroenterology conference, I was shocked by their own naturopath teachers and graduates speaking on the use of medications, allopathic drugs for GI issues, and prescribing them readily. And here I was to promote, you know, more holistic ways to heal with aloe, with silver, with homeopathy. And I'm following on these NDs, naturopaths, talking about drugs. I'm thinking, don't we have enough MDs and DOs that do that? You want to do that too? Really?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
So, all right, well, this is an intense discussion today. I just feel it, and I think it's being well-received, too. It's important. It's timely. You know, the authenticity. You want to hear the real facts, reveal the truth as it is. That's what we do each week here with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Rasha Bitar. You can go to medicalrewind.com for easy access to hundreds of hours of our discussions together. Of course, we're here on GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com, and many other places. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Are you enjoying the Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, kid. Yeah, I know. You're only 15. You got diabetes. But don't worry about it. Don't do anything. Just ignore it. It'll go away. You know what that means? It's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Almost a great moment of science, but in fact it is a moment of duh. Read this headline, Dr. Batar. Neglecting teen health may lead to bigger problems as adults.
Yeah, you know, there's so much that can be said about this. Just a headline. Let's take out the vast majority of the words here. Neglecting anything will lead to bigger problems.
Right.
We don't have to say teen health. We could say adult health. We could say children's health, adolescent health, you know, pre whatever. Forget even the word health. Neglecting your car will lead to bigger problems.
Yes, but we need. This is why we need scientists, Dr. Batar, because without them, we can't figure this stuff out.
Oh, my goodness.
They published this in the journal Pediatrics, if that tells you anything.
Yeah, well, that's all we need to say.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we also had a great pediatrician, believe it or not, and that's not easy for me to say, but Dr. Cornelia Franz was on. She's in Orlando, and she actually teaches classes on the dangers of vaccination, 2-hour classes. And I'm thinking, that's a pediatrician I can get along with.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, actually, there are a couple of very, very good pediatricians I've come across. There's a Dr. Michael. I don't know that he would want me to say his name, but he's in New York, and you know the problems with New York.
Mm-hmm. the mandate's there. Yeah.
But there are a number of very, very good pediatricians who actually now not only recognize what they have inherently been doing has been wrong, incorrect, but they're now doing things proactively to prevent further injury to these children and to rectify the mistake they have, you know, been a part of.
Yes. Well, and part of what, you know, you've, if not the whole thing, what you've dedicated your life to do, as we have here, is kind of correct the errors of our ways. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, the 10th Amendment Center blasted out a picture of me from a few years ago when I spoke at their nullification tour on Nullify Now conferences. And my wife says, that's a really funny picture of you. And I'm like looking at it, my hands are up, and I'm saying, you know, stop asking for permission when none is required or none is needed. And you can see on my face, I'm going, wake up, you people. What are you doing, right? It's like it's all over my face going, I can't believe I have to say this, but we do. Because there's moments of dull like this that you're like, oh, my gosh, we're in trouble as a species.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, that if we have to rely upon these type of studies to come up, then maybe we don't deserve to be the most prevalent species on this on the planet. Maybe it's time that something superior to us, like cockroaches, were to take over or something. Because, I mean, it's absurd to put a study out like this and the amount of money, and yet the things that are valid, things that, let's talk about the most toxic substance known to man, second most toxic substance known to man that's being injected into the body. We can't do studies to show that that's toxic and that shouldn't be in there, but we need to have studies like this that state the obvious. Mm-hmm. It'd be unbelievable that people would even read a journal, doctors would even read a journal that publishes, you know, absurd things like this. I mean,
right.
I don't mean to sound callous about it, but if you are taking resources, limited resources in some cases, and you're diverting them to things that are beyond common sense, and then neglecting things that are crucial, life-changing things, because you want to promote something that is intuitively obvious, then there's something highly suspect with the people that are controlling those funds and directing those funds, wouldn't you say?
Well
I think... Go ahead.
Would you like to know what the conspiracy is here behind this? Because what I got out of this is they're trying to point out the fact that 19% of the teenagers that answered this questionnaire reported they had some kind of health care need that did not get treatment.
Mm.
So this is a way to promote this scary campaign here that kids need more treatment. Otherwise, they're going to have problems later on as adults.
Well, you're right. It's a promotion for drugs. This study brought to you by Merck and GSK and Pfizer. And by the way, Merck throwing out all that money, Merck responsibility, they said so. They said, oh, we just don't have enough money to put researchers into working on the issue that Dr. Bitar mentioned, mercury. That might not look good on our resume. We can't do that. When we come back, though, we will talk about an advancement in science that is real, although it could also be a moment of duh, related to pollution and neurological degradation. What about when they encapsulate it and inject it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, each and every week we get together with Dr. Rasha Bitar, do some advanced medicine. If you're new to this program, or every week when we do this, Dr. Bitar is also the author of the best-selling, international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Archives available, easy for you to get to at medicalrewind.com or syndicator GCN and naturalnewsradio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and Across the Pond. They'll play it tomorrow. I believe that's how fast they get to it, at UK Health Radio. Dr. Bitar, this is a global phenomenon. The people are really responding. They want authenticity. They're tired of being lied to. Not everybody, I know, but enough. There's evidence of shift and change. There's still a lot of stupid people out there. We can say that. Some of them are doctors, as we acknowledge. We want to take it out of the realm of public health, as we've talked about as well, and go into the private realm, because there are a lot of things that you can't say that I would love for you to say on the air here. And so one of the things we're going to do before this hour is up is going to preview, again, mangoforhealth.com, and let you know how you can enter that private arena or area where we can speak more freely about these things.
Yeah, the Mango for Health is just one of them. I mean, it's actually the International Association for a Disease-Free World, but Mango for Health is actually using
that. How you get there.
Many other companies are going to be using that same platform to get into a protected area where under the pretense of public safety, these friends of ours that listen to our radio show all the time, you know, can't. They basically can't use that argument that they're trying to protect and defend the public. Because the bottom line is our rights are taken away because our government thinks that we're too stupid to know what decisions we can or can't make for ourselves. And this is completely 180% diametrically, 180 degrees, I should say, diametrically opposed to what our forefathers had set up for us. And that's the entire reason for the Bill of Rights in the U.S. Constitution, is to prevent the recurrence of the same problems that were incurred by the people that came here escaping tyranny to the New World and then ended up having to deal with, you know, what we know historically has been the problem with the colonial enslavement, I guess you could call it, where the British were basically using the people that were here in the United States as essentially not much better than slaves. And so the people responded by fighting and freeing themselves. And that's essentially the same spot that we're in now. So that Constitution was really a template, a document, a primer to make sure that we could ensure our freedom so that the same mistake is not made again. And that's exactly what we're doing again. And when you start talking about freedom, you know, the fundamental freedom of your own decision of what you eat, what you drink, what you put into your bodies as medicines, as therapies, that should be a very basic, fundamental aspect of freedom. And it is being violated on a recurrent basis and has been. And now, of course, with the vaccination aspect and the passing of the bill in California and that, you know, Super Don told me just a few weeks ago that they tried to pass here in North Carolina, they're just pushing that agenda further and further. What is the real reason for any of these things? It's to dumb us down, to prevent us from actually being able to make an informed decision. And the International Association for Disease-Free World is going to give people the access to get that real information without having to worry about, you know, nobody's trying to push anybody into anything. It's just giving you the information. Whether you choose to partake in that information and utilize it for your own benefit, that's your choice. Mango for Health is really something that is just using that platform. And for Mango for Health, I didn't mean to go on this diatribe, Robert, but you know how I mean.
It's okay. It's set up, and we'll go further into it, and we'll let people know how they can access, go into the private realm to be able to access information, and doctors as well, and get back to that our roots in liberty, where we're no longer playing in their sandbox. Remember, freedom is the greatest enemy to the tyrant. The tyrant does not, they don't mind the illusion of freedom, but real freedom, scariest thing. They only like control, manipulation. They like to have the outcome predetermined. They bet on both sides of the race, so to speak, and they win. It doesn't matter who wins or loses, they win. And that's what they don't like. That's what America was always a threat to, that concept and reality of a new world order, because here it was individual liberty. We were not playing again.
I hate to even say this, Robert, but I think that we have now become, America has now become the threat to that concept. Even though we were, America was a threat to that, now we, America, has become a threat to that freedom. It's almost like we are imposing those restrictions on everybody else. Not just on our own people, but on other people and other...
Interventionism internationally and domestically, of course, a government that is now de facto, not de jure, and of course you guys can look up those words, they're legal terms, but they help you understand what's happened here. And recognize why we must get back to a private interaction, contract concepts that are outside of the the realm of control of public health, for instance, the limitations on freedom of speech. They are nuanced, they are purposeful in the way they're written to trip you up, to suck you in, to take away what little freedom you may perceive that you still have, and, of course, to fine you or tax you to death in the meantime.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well said.
So let's go to another story here that I find very interesting. And we've talked about heavy metals, mercury, and other things, aluminum, you know, any number of, in your book, of course, The Nine Steps, we talk about so many things, persistent organic pollutants. We know it's not one thing. We can point to one thing like mercury and say, this is the most devastating thing you've ever seen in the way they're introducing it as well. It used to be it was falling from the sky, you know, in the old times of burning coal over cities like London and everywhere else to keep warm or a little bit of industry. And, of course, mercury dropping from the skies created a lot of problems, too. But now they've concentrated, if you will, as a preservative and injected into you in the guise of a vaccine. It still happens. Even the non-so-called mercury containing vaccines contain it. And they're now uncovering this pollution link to, for instance, dementia and Alzheimer's, but they're not seeing it all the way where we would like them to see it.
Well, Robert, here it says the study was done in 21 countries and went from 1989 to 2010. So it took 21 countries and 21 years, and they still aren't coming to the correct conclusion. Yes, it is pollution. Yes, it is contributing to dementia. Again, this could have really qualified as a moment of duh as well.
Sure.
I'm not sure why, Super Don, you didn't pick this as a moment of duh because, you know, you put trash into a system, of course you're going to get trash out. And that's exactly what's happening. You put these people get exposed to pollutants, and then it scrambles the brain, and it causes dementia and causes many other things. In fact, the presidential report in 2010 that was released, the 2010 presidential cancer report that was released, I believe, right at the end of 2010. It's actually available on our website at drpitar.com. And the conclusion of that 200-and-some-page report, which was from the CDC and a number of other independent panels that came together and basically told the president what they thought needs to be done in the field of cancer, for the first time in the history of medicine that I know of, they got it right. But it was it could have been just pollution, but the conclusion was that it's the environmental issue. Cancer is an environmental issue that has not been addressed, and we must address it better if we want to actually fight the war on cancer and be effective at defeating cancer. So that was an amazing, as far as I'm concerned, it was an amazing awareness from the mainstream. Of course, they haven't done anything about it. That was five years ago.
Yes.
But, yes, environmental issues, cardiac, cancer, diabetes. I mean, to me, diabetes, the vast majority of diabetes is all also metal-related. It affects the beta islet cells of the pancreas. We've got all sorts of different types of conditions that can be alleviated or certainly reduced, the incidence reduced, and the amount of the loss of functionality would also be significantly reduced if we were able to remove many of these toxicities. So cancer, definitely, heart disease, definitely, and neurological issues, definitely. See, that's 92% of causes of death in our modern industrialized world anyway. So you could actually effectively reduce 9 out of 10 causes of death by just addressing environmental issues.
Sure, but then we still have medical doofuses claiming that detoxification is a fad or it's a quack thing, it's a new age thing. This is the absurdity. So those folks that are still out there worshiping at the feet of their doctor, the doctors have been trained and programmed just like little dogs, Pavlovian dogs, to spout things they're not even studying. And this
I'm sorry, Robert, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got a mental picture when you do start drawing that out. Have you ever seen those guys on the interstate that fly by you? You're traveling 60, 70 miles an hour, and they fly by you on a motorcycle pulling a wheelie at 150 miles an hour on the side of the road. Have you ever seen that happen?
I haven't seen them do the wheelie thing, but they've gone so fast that it's like a blur. And I'm thinking, how are they going to, if anybody moves over to their lane, they're not going to be seen. They're done. They're dead.
Exactly. Well, we had a situation like that occurred a couple of years ago, and the guy was not wearing a helmet. And my wife made the comment, oh, my God, that guy, can you believe he's riding without a helmet and doing stunts like that? My attitude was very simple. Allow them to do it, just like you're talking about these people that are worshiping at the feet of their doctors and, everybody else is a quack if you're doing detoxification. Let them do their thing. Let those doctors do their thing. Let these guys pull the wheelies without helmets and let them all do their own thing. And let Darwin's theory of natural selection take place. Because they will eliminate themselves from the genetic pool.
Right. They're naturally selecting themselves out of it. Of course, we like that libertarian concept of, you know, live and let live, if you will, as long as they're not violating our rights. But the pollution scenario, of course, is one that, you know, it rains down and everything, or if they inject it into you. And we look at Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who we've talked about. You know, still theories abound about, was he taken out, you know, by somebody else's design? Horrible things that are concerned, because what did he do? He was about to release a book, 120-plus cases of overcoming cancer through his nutritional therapy, and he says, go ahead, match my cases, right? He didn't say, don't do what you're doing. He says, if you can do better, but here's mine. And he's gone, but his book will come out anyway. So there's a lot of writing, if you will, on how can we keep the consciousness dampened? How can we keep people from this information? And I think there's a lot of fear games being played right now to kind of slow down this massive expansion of awareness on these issues.
I completely agree with you, and I think that part and parcel, if there is something sinister going on, which it very possibly is, part and parcel of that is that death struggle that we've talked about. As a system is coming to an end, they have no other recourse but to, you know, desperately try to survive, and that's what they're doing, taking out.
Right. Hey, we got one more segment of Advanced Medicine coming up with Dr. Bitar. All I say is, hey, say thanks to all those wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Also, when we tell you how to get to Mango for Health, you're going to want to sign up soon to become members, and we'll tell you how much it's going to cost. You'll be shocked, and it's going to be great.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Well, we only get 1 hour a week with Dr. Bitar, but that's why Medical Rewind is there. You can listen to hundreds of hours all compiled together to catch up, and you got a lot of catching up to do if you're just joining us. Also, GCN, our syndicator, naturalnewsradio.com, and many other places. And I'll link these in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, Dr. Bitar mentioned the International Association for a Disease-Free World, a private association that you can become a part of that will allow you to access very directly information that we cannot relate over the airwaves in the public, right? Where suddenly they claim that you're under the guise of some kind of corporate censorship because we're not real human beings. We're artificial creations of the state, at least according to people like, if you call them people that work at FDA or FTC. How do you get out of it? You got to step into the private realm, a private community, a place where those yahoos are not welcome, but you are. How do you get there? Well, we've got it coming up. It's launching September 1st. We got you a sneak preview, mango4health.com. And it's linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. A little bit more about accessing that private, for lack of a better way, say association is the best way perhaps to say it, and why it costs a whopping dollar to sign up and join for life. I mean, people are not going to be able to do that.
Well, actually, Robert, it's actually $99 a year membership.
Okay.
But it's by invitation only, and for your listeners or my listeners, I guess I should say our listeners.
Our listeners, yes.
Right. And for our own private group of friends, patients, et cetera, you know, if it's by invitation, so for a select number of people, that's what it is, and it's $1. It's not $1 per year, because remember, $99 per year. It's $1 for a lifetime. And the best thing to do is actually go to the website Mango for Health that you just mentioned, and just put in your email there, and you will be notified when the next video is released. And these videos are coming out. They're going to be coming out every couple of days till it launches. There's about five or six videos that are coming out. And then there'll be a video from our friend Ty that kind of explains what this is all about. And so it's going to be awesome. It is awesome for those people that were actually part of the webinar that had signed up for the webinar. We had over 1,000 people that registered for the webinar. We only announced it one time. We actually sent out one email, and we talked about it on the radio show that same day. And we had over 1,000 people that enrolled for it, and we realized we couldn't handle that. So we're setting this up so people can go ahead and put their email addresses in, and we will be able to support everybody that wants to. We've got the infrastructure set up to be able to support anybody who wants to get access to the information. The code that you put out, the invitation code, Robert, that you put out, make sure that everybody understands that they got to keep that code. They won't need it now, but when September 1 rolls around, they will need that access code to get in.
Yes, that's right. And you will have it here. I will give it to you. Can I give it out now? Should I wait?
Yeah, I guess you could give it out. In one way, only our listeners are going to hear this, so that's fine.
Right, correct. Yeah, so the code, and this gives you the Robert Scott Bell Show invitation, so you're not paying $99 a year to be a part of it, $1 lifetime just to get in. It's 1358. That's it, 1358-1358. And it's linked up. You'll see it in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. So you will have access, like a special invitation. Like I said, people are going to hear about this all over. They won't have an invitation. They won't get that special treatment, so to speak. But you have earned it because you've been putting up.
There won't be a place for them to enter that code in right now. That code doesn't become important until September 1st. Right now, just go and put in your email address. But when September 1st comes and that opens up that you can actually access it, you will need that code. Without that code, the only way to get in is going to be the $99 per year.
Oh, exactly, exactly. So if we continue to cover these stories through this outreach, and we're talking people from all over the world, as far as I know, can participate. The world has become a smaller place because of our ability to outreach through these communication channels. And, I don't think that we can necessarily limit things the way we once would have or might have, but that's not our interest in limiting it. We want everybody to access it that feels it's the right thing for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And here's the thing. If there are people of like-mindedness that you know that appreciate and value and see the benefits of the thought processes that we share, then those are the people that we want to increase our reach, and we want to help more people become aware and become more empowered, because it's all about the power to heal is yours. So this is what we want to do. So if you have people that you think would value this information, feel free to invite them as well.
All right, remember that code. Remember, Dr. Bitar is here each and every week. I'm here 6 days a week, and you can be here as much or as little as you want. But the more you are, the more power you have to heal, because it's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.